This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Back in the day, the Democrats reacted to the Supreme Court Brown v. Board education decision that required that they respect all American civil liberties with fury and a petulant campaign of massive resistance. And what was old is new again. The Democrat Party is back in form, furious that the SCOTUS will not let them steal our rights. And this time it's gun rights. The Bruin decision made it clear that blue states, or anti-liberty states as I call them, cannot deny your right to keep and bear arms on a whim. And the leftists have gone into overdrive to undermine it. Something called Regnery has put out a new book in defense of the Second Amendment by gun guru and ultra-prolific novelist Larry Correa. If you want to detail the background and basis for this most vital of all rights, get it. Because you don't have any rights if you cannot enforce them with a rifle. For example, you can look at Britain and weep. They disarm because guns are uncouth and uncivilized, and now they get arrested for mean tweets. A disarmed people is a nation of serfs. And, you know, they whine that patriots think a gun makes them a man, makes me a man, you know. Well, it does, because my duty is to protect me and mine. And after a certain point, my ability to protect them, the hand-to-hand thing is a very, you know, it's a very short Polaroid picture in time. So, you do have to protect your own and destroy who would threaten you, and that takes a weapon. And Larry knows the score, but my favorite part is his brutal takedown of Chardonnay Shannon Watts, the mom's the man figurehead who just quit, who just retired, and, you know, who tried to mobilize bored, unfulfilled housewives to disarm their husbands. And if, you know, men are what the moms demanded, good luck. Any man who would ditch his ability to protect his wife and kids because the neurotic harpy he married wants him to prove his love by emasculating himself deserves the contempt that the rest of us hold him in. And that's assuming that him is his pronoun. Bruin should have been the last word. But we all knew it would not be. We knew it wasn't going to end there. Again, you know, it never ends. It's never going to end. The fight for rights is never going to end. But the left whines a very good game about democracy and norms, but the rules only apply to us, never them. And itself, another reason to have an AR-15 in the gun safe ready to go for when the norm busting gets a little too extreme. Democrat states like New York and New Jersey immediately began the same kind of passive-aggressive nonsense that the Democrat brethren in the South began when they were told they could not send black folks to the back of the bus anymore. Now, yes, of course, you can get a carrier permit after you jump through a bunch of burning hoops that they manufacture, and even they assess your character by searching your social media for thought crimes. And but they're going to so limit your ability to carry to have a permit will be meaningless. And, of course, Bruin foresaw and forewarned them about these cheesy antics, noting that laws effectively labeling everywhere a sensitive area where you cannot carry is not going to fly. And despite that, they did it anyway. After all, only the Republicans listen to the Supreme Court, and that's only when it's a decision we like. So what we're seeing now is litigation, a whole lot of litigation. It will be slow and obnoxious, with all sorts of chicken scratch ploys to discourage citizens from exercising their God-given right not to be a victim. They know it takes time and money to challenge even the most obviously unconstitutional law. They also know that the Supreme Court cannot take every case and that it needs the lower courts to plow through the vast majority of them. It is a deeply cynical and, for Democrats, traditional play. And that's okay. We will not rest. We will not waver. And we will not be disarmed. And most of these fights, despite what's going on right now, most of these fights that are actually happening are happening in very few states. Most states already had shall issue concealed carry laws. 25, half of us, have some form of constitutional carry. And that means the Constitution is your permit. That should be across all states, and it will be someday. In Illinois, they're trying to ban common weapons. Most sheriffs refuse to enforce these unconstitutional laws, and it is hilarious to see the party of sanctuary cities and open borders whining about not slavishly obeying laws we don't like. New rules, jerks. You made them, so seethe some more. We are winning. That you, a citizen, are able to defend yourself and your family from criminals and aspiring tyrants drives them to distraction. Why? Well, because they side with the criminals. And they are the aspiring tyrants. Just the other day, a desiccated husk of an alleged president once again threatened to unleash the F-15s on us patriots. Somebody ought to remind him of that Vietnam War thing. He missed it somehow, as old as he is. You're never going to use your gun in a crime. Nobody listening to me will. You will never use it to rob or rape or to steal property or freedom, but it is your guns they target, and only your guns. Do they enforce these gun laws in Democrat cities? No. Do they enforce them when it's a prominent Democrat's son? You need to get real. Will they enforce them on you even on the flimsiest of technicalities? Oh, yeah. They just tried to make millions of you with pistol braces felons by executive decree. They hate you and they hate the fact that you have the dignity of citizenship, something you can only have when you have the means to defend your property, life, and freedom. And do you think you'll be safer disarmed with all the criminals set loose by the same people who want you defenseless? Do you think you'll be freer disarmed with all the guns in the hands of the same people who arrested moms in parks and surfers at sea during the pandemic? That's as believable as Ilhan Omar's marriage certificate. Our enemies will cry and scream and resist and fight, but we will march through the courts and beat them into submission. They failed to deny black Americans their rights in times past, and they will fail to deny us our Second Amendment rights today. This does mean that it is never over, because they're never going to stop. They've indoctrinated a whole crowd of people through the education system, and it's going to take some sort of a cathartic moment in all of their lives individually for them to sit back and be able to actually get a grip on what they're supposed to be and how they're supposed to be versus how they are. How they are. And the problem, like I said, though, is most of these fights are happening in the same states that all of the fights happen in. You know, most of the whole West Coast, they've all gone, you know, deep commie. New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Illinois. And then in some of these traditionally free states, you have little seas of communism happening there now, socialism happening there now. So it never ends, but rest assured, they didn't win before. They're not going to win again. It is the natural state for humanity for us to be free. And it is the natural reaction for us to fight when somebody tries to take away our rights, our lives, tries to hurt us, whatever, however you want to put it. We have a natural resistance to it. It's been that way for a long time. It's going to be that way forever. I mean, I don't know, understand what they think is going to happen or not happen. I don't know. In any event, I just get a kick out of them. Get a kick out of the left. Well, that just said we can't do that, so let's do it anyway. It's sort of like the schoolyard, isn't it? It reminds me of the playground. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, in 1993, I was watching this kid. I was a big fan of his dad's. I'd met him a couple of times. Not his dad, but the kid. I thought he was going to be bigger. And you know, just being able to meet him, that connection to his dad was, I mean, it inspired awe in me. The kid was Brandon Lee. His dad was Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee died very young, 30. I don't know if he was 33 years old yet. I can't remember. Brandon Lee, I thought was going to be so much bigger than his father. And he died at 28, and he died due to an accident. And it was an accident that didn't have to happen. And since that accident, there have been certain norms that have been adopted in Hollywood, in filmmaking, when it comes to using guns in a film. There's certain shots you just don't see anymore, right? Unless you are in New Mexico on the film set of Rust. And here we are, more than a year after a gun held by producer and actor Alec Baldwin. It didn't discharge. He pulled the trigger on it. He fired it on the set of the movie Rust in New Mexico. He killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. And now here we are, and prosecutors in Santa Fe, New Mexico, have decided to charge Baldwin and Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the film's armorer, with two counts of involuntary manslaughter. Additionally, Santa Fe First Judicial District Attorney Mary Carmack Altwies and Special Prosecutor Andrea Reeb announced that Russ First Assistant Director David Halls has agreed to plead guilty to charges of negligent use of a deadly weapon. Conviction of the involuntary manslaughter charge could result in an 18-month sentence. But Carmack Altwies is also going for a firearm enhancement that could add on a mandatory 5 years behind bars upon conviction. Baldwin and Gutierrez Reed each will be charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter. One of the counts is for involuntary manslaughter, which prosecutors will have to prove there is underlying negligence, prosecutors said. This is a fourth-degree felony that carries a sentence of up to 18 months in jail and a $5,000 fine. Second charge is involuntary manslaughter and the commission of a lawful act, a more severe charge which requires proof that there were more than simple negligence involved in a death. And this charge includes a firearm enhancement, which adds a mandatory penalty of 5 years in jail. Baldwin and Gutierrez Reed will be charged under a standard called charged in the alternative. If the case ends up going to trial, a jury will determine which of the two charges they're guilty of. And that's a pretty big if, honestly. Halls received 6 months probation and a suspended sentence after taking the plea deal offered by prosecutors. And while Baldwin and Gutierrez Reed might not get as sweet an offer as that one, I'm sure that there's going to be some sort of a deal that's going to be dangled before a jury is seated. For the moment, though, both defendants sound like they're planning on defending themselves. Luke Nikas, Baldwin's attorney, said the prosecutor's decision is a terrible miscarriage of justice. Mr. Baldwin had no reason to believe there was a live bullet in the gun or anywhere on the movie set. He relied on the professionals with whom he worked, who assured him the gun did not have live rounds. We will fight these charges and we will win. Gutierrez Reed's attorneys called it a very flawed investigation in a statement Thursday. They said Hannah is and always has been very emotional and sad about this tragic accident, but she did not commit involuntary manslaughter. Baldwin has maintained that he didn't pull the trigger of the single-action revolver, which had been loaded with live rounds instead of dummy ammunition. Instead, he says the gun fired on its own, something the FBI was unable to replicate when it examined and tested the firearm, and that's because it didn't happen that way. Accidental discharge testing determined the firearm used in the shooting, a .45 Colt, long Colt caliber Pietta single-action revolver, could not have fired without the trigger being pulled. While the hammer is in the quarter and half-cock positions, the gun could not be made to fire without a pull of the trigger. With the hammer fully cocked, the gun could not be made to fire without a pull of the trigger while the working internal components were intact and functional. With the hammer decocked on a loaded chamber, the gun was able to detonate a primer without a pull of the trigger when the hammer was struck directly, which is normal for that type of revolver. On the day of the shooting, Hall picked up the revolver and handed it to Gutierrez Reed, who in turn gave it to Baldwin. None of them flipped open the loading gate, spun the chamber, and looked at each, you know, kept looking for empty chambers, you know, to ensure the gun contained dummy rounds instead of live ammunition. But Baldwin maintained that doing so wouldn't be a standard procedure for an actor. Instead, he and his attorneys have argued that making the gun was safe was the responsibility of crew members like Hall and Gutierrez Reed. A lawsuit against Baldwin and the other Rust producers by the Hutchins family was settled last year, and I wouldn't be surprised if the criminal charges are also resolved via a plea deal before the trial takes place. So far, Baldwin's been eager to argue his case in the court of public opinion, but we'll see that if that bravado lasts when his stage is an actual courtroom instead. And we will see. Here's the thing. You are not supposed to point even a modified gun at an actor. One actor is not supposed to do it to the other. In some shots, where it seems like when they've got both people in the frame, that's a trick of angles. It's the same thing as a staged fight. When they're not really clipping each other, they're just reacting to it, and you get the right angle, and it looks like he just got clocked. There's supposed to be barriers. Long story short, you're just not supposed to point even blank guns at people on a film set. This is not the first time people have been shot on a film set. It probably won't be the last time, because all of these standards they set up are done in Hollywood now, but a lot of people escape Hollywood to save on costs of making a film. It's cheaper to make films in other places. So, I don't know. We'll see what comes of this. The fact of the matter remains this. You don't point a gun at people. You don't violate those rules. You just don't. And if you do, and then you shoot somebody, my whole problem with Baldwin is he just won't come out and say, yes, I cocked the hammer, yes, I pulled the trigger, I didn't think it was loaded. But now he's trying to make out it's never his fault. It's never a leftist's fault when something like that happens. And we'll see what we see. We'll see what comes of this. Pay attention to that. Stay tuned and be prepared for him to walk. He'll be walking. There'll be some sort of a plea deal. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
News update. The ban on natural gas stoves has moved forward in major cities across the USA. Those various restrictions have leaders believing the transition would help achieve climate and net zero goals. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise celebrating the Supreme Court's decision last year, which overturned Roe versus Wade. The Louisiana Republican addressed the crowd at this year's March for Life rally in Washington, D.C.
every step of the way, it's also critical that we celebrate victories along the way. And boy, did we get a huge victory just a few months ago.
Regal Cinemas closing 39 more movie theaters across the U.S., that decision coming 4 months after they filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Rangers in northeastern Australia shocked when they stumbled across what may be the largest toad on record, dubbed Toadzilla by the Rangers. That cane toad weighed in at just about 6 pounds. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We're going to talk about, we're going to start with Eric Swalwell. Because Eric Swalwell, he wanted to use your law-abiding nature to ban guns and then expect you, well, of course we're going to abide by the law because we're so law-abiding. He thought that was that would be a feature. So the gas passing commie spy digging rep, Swalwell is he's really, really angry because he got booted off the House Intelligence Committee, which should not be surprising since he has been credibly accused of having sex with a hard five Chi-Com spy. And he's now claiming he's getting death threats. Welcome to the party, Tudor. Speaking of deadly natural gas leakages, they suddenly discovered that your gas stove was out to murder you, and therefore gas stoves must be confiscated. What does that sound like to you? That's a nice change from them wishing that we were dead, I guess, but what is this bizarre fixation on trying to make our lives worse? And then the last part of my musing out loud is GOP executive person Rona McDaniel. You got to go, lady. So let's start with Toots Swalwell. He's unhappy that the guy trapped in a Buick with him on a hot day after hitting the Taco Bell drive-in. That's how unhappy he is. He cannot be on the Intelligence Committee anymore. His humiliation and bellyaching bode well for the tenure of Kevin McCarthy. The guy who applied his Doc Martens to the Californian's flatulent fanny. Kevin McCarthy kept his word and kept his off of the committee. And that's awesome. That would be really easy to back away from that promise. His predecessors made that a habit. But the new speaker endured the fussy flack of the regime media and held his ground. That's excellent. I had some doubts about it, and I'm still not fully convinced. But maybe if he were rewarded for proper behavior, he would see the light. and making Eric Swalwell sad while protecting our secrets is proper behavior. He's now claiming that he's getting death threats. He even posted some. A sort of amateur. I get harsher ones when I point out how dumb people who think they are more than two genders are. Don't get me started about on the hate I've gotten over the years when I mock the bronies and other perverted weirdos. And he who dealt it is accusing Kevin McCarthy of wanting his kids dead. And he did get the guy who allegedly made the comment fired, but if Swalwell was a man concerned about his family, one, we would not be making Fang Fang jokes because there would have been no Fang Fang Bang Bang. And two, he would own what he calls an assault rifle to protect his kin. You know, those that he wants to take from us. He wants to nuke you. But he hasn't done any of those things. And he thinks that if he cries hard enough about the same nonsense his friends pull on us every day, we'll stop talking and defending our interests. But we're not. If nasty people are nasty to him, too bad. Not our fault, not our problem. It's not entirely correct to say that I don't care if people threaten him. It is more that I care exactly about what mean people do to him as much as he cares about what his commie pals do to me. So lock and load, Air Biscuit. Time to man up and rack it if you're really scared. But if you aren't, you're just joking and convincingly, much like Fang Fang. And it's good to see Republicans in Congress keeping their word and dealing out the pain. Because you know only pain might teach them not to screw with us by breaking norms like letting a party choose its own committee members. But even if they don't learn, we hurt them, and it's important to show the base that we're going to hit back, even if it only makes Eric Swalwell cry. Next up is the skeevy Congressman Adam Schiff and his socialist sister wife Ilhan Omar. But back to Stoves. We're told that we are not capable of handling an AR-15 rifle. They are the scourge of the earth and they must be banned. That's the only way we can save everybody. And now they've decided that seems to be working so good for them in the same states over and over and over and over again. Now they're going to do this because they hate fossil fuel nearly as much as they do AR-15s. They're just going to ban gas stoves. They've been declared to be deadly, largely based on the super duper scientific finding of people paid by other people who ate gas stoves. But we needed to ban them right now. And best of all the regime media people were like, duh. Everyone knows your gas stove's going to kill you. Why do you hate science so much? Of course, right now today, there's dozens of healthy young people keeling over left and right from the natural gas exposure, right? All those mystery deaths are no doubt the fault of the product people have used for centuries and not, some say, untested vaccine. And the fake furor was met by dozens of pictures of prominent leftists cooking on a gas stove. The mockery was intense. And people expressed their dismay in not having to pay thousands of dollars to redo their houses to cater to the paranoid fantasy of the Chardonnay-sodden morons. People pushed back, and that idea went back underwater. But it will be back. Do not kid yourself. It will rise again. Of course, the short-term impetus for this idiocy is the climate change hoax. Because any kind of fossil fuel is bad. It's always bad. Anything that works for us and makes our lives easier, bad. Gas is bad because reasons and science and shut up about it's not actually getting hotter, science denier. But it actually goes further. There's this overwhelming urge among the predominantly rich leftist people to make our lives worse in every possible way. Like the COVID crisis. They are greatly disappointed now that you can leave your house again. And, you know, you would have a submission symbol across your face forever if they had their way. They want you eating bugs. They want my truck banned and pretty much everything you like forbidden. And why? Because they get off telling other people what to do. And for me, this makes them very bad people. And we must crush them. And then we come to Rona McDaniel, the three-term Republican National Committee chairwoman who's never once had a successful federal election cycle under her watch. Naturally, she thinks she deserves a fourth chance to fail. No thanks. The coup is underway. And the whip count of the 168 RNC committee members who will do the voting on January 27th shows she does not have the votes. A month ago, she had it locked up. People like you reached out to their state committee members and demanded change. And there's a website you can go to. You can go to hireharmeet.com www.thebannonnatural.com and contact your committee member. Time has come to throw out the establishment losers. I get a kick, though. I get a kick whenever I put these three together, because we should be in charge of the Senate right now. Right now. We should have an overwhelming majority in the House right now. And they snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. A lot of it, there were so many little moving parts in that that, you know, it just snuck up on us on Election Day, and we just didn't see them as they were moving. And the only problem with doing things like this from the Republican side is we're the ones that put you there. And, you know, all of you 80-year-old, you know, establishment desiccated kooks, we're about done with you. We're about done with the go along to get along, the status quo and everything else. We want the country to prosper. Those of us that feel this way lived in the country when it was the bad, you know, the bad boys on the block. I just about said a bad word, my bad. So, you know. We're going to talk about the COVID mess, too. Because there was something, there was some things going on with the COVID thing that, you know, right now the World Economic Forum just wrapped up, and all the people that think they're the greatest, you know, the minds of the world, the John Kerrys and the Al Gores and the Joe Manchin was there, and Kirsten Sinema was there, and there were some other people there. And all of them that would have you eat bugs, they were there. And some of the things they had to say were quite interesting. And they thought COVID was the springboard for this. They thought COVID was the springboard for the great reset, to where you got no car, you had no guns, and you're eating bugs. And the big problem with the United States is we do have guns, and if we don't want to eat bugs, well, we might have something to say about that. So we'll talk about that when we get back, all right? So hang on for me. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I might even get my back cracked today. If my guy's back from Vegas, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to call him after I get done with this, and I'm going to find out if I can get my back cracked. I haven't had that done in months. Goodness gracious. This is an anecdotal story I'm about to give you. We're going to call this guy Dave. Dave never got the COVID shot, but in late December 2021, he got COVID. Dave was in his early 50s, remarkably fit, with no comorbidities. And with Christmas just a couple of days away, he figured he could ride out the virus at home. But he only got worse. And he ended up with symptoms so severe that his wife, fearful for his health, insisted that he go to the hospital after Christmas. And he got there with his lungs failing, so he was put on a ventilator. And once the machine took over his lung function, well, his lungs atrophied to a point where without a major medical intervention, he was in big trouble. So they recommended something called extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, ECMO, a procedure that temporarily removes the blood from the body, oxygenates it, removes the carbon dioxide, then pumps the blood back through the body. But in order to have this done in this hospital, there was one caveat. To get the procedure, both he and his wife would have to get COVID shots. And there are, or were, no exceptions. And with what the couple was learning about vaccine injuries and the low efficacy of shots and boosters, they felt the risks far outweighed the benefits. And besides this, he already had COVID, so natural immunity, right? But the hospital wouldn't budge. No shot, no procedure. With his life in their hands, this quickly morphed into a nightmare. But the couple would not budge. At first. With time running out, they searched for the rare hospital that had an expensive ECMO machine that would perform the procedure without forcing them to get the shot. And the best they could find was one that only required him, not her, to get it. So after months of avoiding it, David reluctantly, grudgingly, frustratingly agreed to get the shot. And that's when the nightmare plunged into medical hell. As his wife described, his skin boiled off his body. Dave had to be mummied in gauze like a burn victim. And aside from now being disfigured for life, his pain was unbearably excruciating, like the feeling of being lit on fire and burning alive. Admitting the shot caused a reaction, doctors asked Dave's wife to consent to the second shot to be fully vaccinated so they could get to the procedure that could save his life. Understandably, that moment struck her with lightning bolts of life-altering emotional torture. So to save his life, she picked what she felt was the best of horrible choices and consented. sadly, over time, it really wouldn't matter. The ECMO machine didn't work. Dave now needed a lung transplant. After being transferred an hour or so to the Los Angeles County Health System, the belly of the beast of medieval-like COVID protocols, Dave, mostly alone, quickly lost the will to live. His wife got the dreaded call around 2 a.m. on May 28, 5 months nearly to the day after he entered the first of three hospitals. Dave was dying. After she made the call, she made the surreal trip to L.A., fought for nearly an hour to get through a labyrinth of prison-like COVID procedures, and finally made it to her husband's bedside where he was screaming in pain. She asked, "Can't you do something for him?" A robotic nurse said, "No, we're not allowed to medically assist patients at this point." And that's how Dave left the world in 2022, screaming in pain inside a bleak L.A. County hospital, completely muted to the world, with his traumatized wife watching, consoling, and struggling with the turmoil of a torturous goodbye. The person that related this anecdotal story, which is true, the names have been changed, ended the saga with a very sobering observation. She said, "The people who let this happen to my friend's husband are the same ones who talk endlessly about compassion and who ride around with Be Kind bumper stickers on their cars." It's much worse than that. Screams from highly credentialed doctors desperate to save lives were also effectively muted to the world. They've been shouting for years now that COVID hospitalizations and deaths could have been drastically reduced with early treatment using cheap, safe, but highly effective repurposed drugs. In December 2020, a full year before Dave got COVID, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson held a Senate hearing on early treatment of COVID using repurposed drugs with intensive care specialist Dr. Pierre Corey delivered impassioned testimony on the miraculous impact of ivermectin as a foundation of protocols in early COVID treatment. Here's an excerpt from his testimony that I believe if they'd actually listened to, could have saved countless lives who, like Dave, were told to do nothing until their lips turned blue before being rushed to the hospital. Dr. Corey said, "We have a solution to this crisis. In early outpatient treatment, we have three randomized controlled trials, multiple observations, as well as case series showing that if you take ivermectin, the need for hospitalization and death will decrease. It is critical in this disease. We have 100,000 patients in the hospital right now dying. I'm a lung specialist. I'm an ICU specialist. I've cared for more dying COVID patients than anyone can imagine. They're dying because they can't breathe. They can't breathe. They're on high-flow oxygen delivery devices. They're on non-invasive ventilators. Or they're sedated, paralyzed, and attached to mechanical ventilators that breathe for them. And I've watched them every day, and they die. And by the time they get to me in the ICU, they're already dying and almost impossible to recover. Early treatment is key. We are tired. I can't keep doing this. If I have to go back to work next week, any further deaths are going to be needless deaths, and I cannot be traumatized by that. I cannot keep caring for patients when I know they could have been saved with earlier treatment." Now, what normal human being with basic common sense would have ignored this doctor's advice? And yet, YouTube censored that hearing. And strangely, Corey and some of the world's most highly published physicians are now conspiracy theorists and spreaders of misinformation for simply refusing to unsee what they witnessed on the front lines of the pandemic. Dr. Robert Malone, the mRNA pioneer that was, you know, responsible for the, quote, not a vaccine, he said, "Something very dark is happening. Little did we realize that this is just a very early example of what was to become a large movement over the next 2 years, a global movement involving collusion between government, corporatized legacy media, social media, big technology, big finance, and non-governmental organizations to completely control and shape all information and thought concerning the public health response to the novel coronavirus. Saving lives became a crime. And with all we know now about the catastrophic COVID response, the low efficacy of shots and boosters, and the horrific treatment of the vaccine injured, Americans still can't get unencumbered access to cheap, safe, and effective repurposed drugs to treat COVID early. Drugs that, if you believe Dr. Corey, and I do, could have saved countless patients, like Dave, from needless death. Something very dark is happening, just like Dr. Malone said. We need to do a deep forensic dive into what we did with COVID. And, you know, COVID is, the COVID response is right up there with the way we handle the Japanese with the internment camps, as far as I'm concerned. Maybe the Japanese might not think that way, but I do. It was that on steroids. It was the entire country was locked down. We're arresting people for going to church. We're arresting people for surfing in the ocean by themselves. We're arresting people for saying things that they think are the truth. And so people need to be held accountable for this. They should put Fauci in a little man's cell. Because he was the guy spearheading all of this nonsense. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, this is going to take a little bit of time to sort. But the leaders need to get on it to get to the bottom of this whole COVID mess. Because a lot of these deaths were needless. And sort of yearned for. I'll be back with you next weekend. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.